Dirty Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 221-1402 if you're calling from out of the area. It's 1-800-521-1989. I'm back.
Does it sound, is it my imagination, or does that voice sound road worry?
Well, it's eaten a few bugs. It's speaking. Oh, no.
Gargled a few.
You know, I understand that somebody carried you during while I was gone there. It was helped out a lot, and his name's Frosty.
Yep, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I eat bugs sometimes.
Well, it's because you lay there asleep unconscious with your mouth open, probably. But you know, while I was gone, I sure missed my partner here, Linda.
Well, we missed you, too. But you came back yesterday, and I've got to tell you that it was a whopping 107 yesterday. The record was 112
yeah.
in 1973.
Right.
Today, okay, now people really prepare for the heat today. I mean, and it's hot now. It's going to be 110 today. And you keep yourself hydrated and stuff because it's whopping. The temperature, the record for this day was 113 in the year 2003. So, you know, there's those just those few degrees that you're pushing that could possibly break the record. So take care, hydrate, and try to stay indoors and not expose yourself. We don't want to read tomorrow about you passing out in the paper.
Does this mean no full court basketball games outside today?
Maybe about 10 o'clock tonight.
Well, I don't do that anyway. But, but you know, so in 1973 it was really hot. And then in 2003 it was really hot. But now 2009 it's getting cooler. So does this mean that global warming isn't true?
I'm not sure, but speaking of really hot, we love our segues. We have someone on the line who has been fighting for our California budget, but we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be hearing from Jim Nelson about what's been happening in Sacramento and our budget. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Jim Nielsen, Assemblyman.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I tell you, it was just about as hot inside the Capitol building as it was outside, and a lot of the experience was much like what you've just experienced, Carl, eating bugs. But another step has been taken on a long continuum of activities to get this budget under control. The biggest problem we have is the state revenues, local revenues continue to precipitously decline. But it's another big step.
Well, I've been gone for the last few days, but I understand is that the state is going to be robbing the counties and cities of money, or has that changed?
Well, it's very significant changes in that. There will be some borrowing under Proposition 1A, but the significant last-minute save was what I call the pothole money, the highway user tax account money, which really funds most of our road departments. And that was a last-minute deal that clinched it and saved it. That money will not be taken. I don't know if we can ever hold on to that in the future, but it certainly was a last-minute save of great significance for the counties. It's actually been a real advantage that the last minute I was able to save the Williamson Act too. I'd had a proposal of a $20 million one-time cut instead of an elimination, and up to the last minute, it was eliminated. So the Williamson Act has been preserved.
Now, the Williamson Act is what exactly?
It is a subvention from the state to the counties to help them cover the property tax relief that has been granted to farmers and ranchers who put their land in 10-year to 20-year contracts to not develop them.
What about the program that was to help elderly people pay their property taxes, and it was putting a lien on their property so that when they passed away or the property was sold, the state would get their money back?
That, to my knowledge, was not a part of the budget. I think that's a part of legislation. Carl. Let me go down the rest of the local government stuff. The rural sheriff's money that last February was linked to vehicle license fees, in other words, so it had secured funding. We were able to stop attempts to wipe that out. So the rural sheriff's money is there. There will be no crime lab fees for the smaller counties. They couldn't afford to pay those crime lab fees, so prosecutions would go down, and that has been funded out of a secure source, the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement Task Forces, which are very important to our area with the burgeoning crime and meth labs and marijuana. That has been saved. I was able to get $1 million to give a little bit of help to rural hospitals, the smallest rural hospitals. The local civilian conservation corps are preserved. There will be no state responsibility area fee of $50, which was proposed by the governor in January. And then the saving of that road department money, or the pothole money, shall I say, was just a huge victory. It'd be almost $15 billion in cuts now, because the governor's going to blue pencil about $500 million more.
Okay, now, does this mean is that there's not going to be any new taxes, or what are the fees being raised?
Going down to the rest of it.
Okay.
That's probably the most significant victory. With a $26 billion hole before the legislature, this was done without any new taxes. In fact, the state budget spending level is going to go down to a pre-2005 level. The budget has been reduced about $30 billion since January.
And what's that? What percentage is that? Do you have off the top of your head?
Somebody with better math than me. I'm still kind of muddle-headed from fatigue. But it's a pretty significant. There's never been such a cut. There's never been such a deficit. There's never been such a cut in state. And there never been so many reforms. I've been fighting to get rid of cost of living increases, autopilot spending, since the early 1980s. In fact, we tried to hold the budget up in 1980 to get rid of COLAs. And finally, it's been done. Elimination of statutory COLAs, including welfare COLAs, did happen in this budget as a part of the some $15 billion in cuts. There are some reforms. The safety net has been preserved. The good thing, like CalWORKS, is a good program. I'm the daddy of its predecessor, the GAIN program. This is a good program, but it needs, like everything, to be trimmed back. And the safety net was saved, but there are some reforms in in-home supportive services and CalWORKS, including fingerprinting in in-home supportive services, that will help substantially cut fraud. So there are some steps in this next budget attempt that's been completed that will help us keep the budget under control in the future. And one agency actually has been downsized significantly and put into another one. That's the Integrated Waste Management Board, which gained so much fame in the course of this year. And it doesn't exist any longer. It'll become just simply a part of the Department of Conservation. I don't remember when ever an agency of government has been gotten rid of. So some pretty significant steps, but understand that this is only but another one. I'm advocating, in fact, I'm going to work again today, identifying additional cuts. We will address, along with economic reforms, which will include economic incentives, and getting rid of economic disincentives when the legislature convenes between August and September. That must be the next step, and then everybody needs to continue to work preparing for January.
I'm glad you brought that, Jim. I'm glad you brought that up about economic incentives. We're getting ready to have a small business week next week, talking to our small business owners and ones that are trying to get into it, and they just make it so hard. The state of California, I know, is that the state, Southern Oregon, is stealing two businesses a month out of our state because of coming down, because they can, you know, they've just got a much better working climate up there.
Luring.
Yeah, they're luring them up there, and it's working. And the other thing, too, is that the offshore drilling, I understand while I was gone, that was killed.
That was killed, but it'll be back. There was the very last bill that was defeated the morning before last. However, it'll be back. It's $1 billion, and even environmental groups agree. When we come back in August, the legislature, or in January, I'm sure that that'll be reconsidered.
Well, you know, the thing is that it's one thing to make cuts, but there's other things to do is to provide those incentives for businesses to be here and to take off these onerous government regulations that people keep adding on.
That's why getting rid of the Waste Management Board was helpful. I talked to the governor's chief of staff Thursday morning, and she agreed with me that in the August, September time frame that economic things will be the highest priority. So your group that you're paneling up there, I'd sure like to get the product of their recommendations. One of mine was accepted in a bill that did pass as a part of the budget. You'll remember me talking about getting the ubiquitous internet, in other words, expanding broadband to the rural areas of California so they can our small businesses can market over the internet with a greater degree. That bill did pass, so there's already an economic incentive that's been a part of this budget. But we still have to work on many, many more of the disincentives. So I look forward to this fine group that you're assembling.
Okay, Jim. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for calling and keeping us updated on what's going on there.
Hey, I'm glad to be a friend of a fellow bug eater. Be well.
All right, Jim, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
And we do have a special guest in the house. We've got to take a break right now. But when you come back, we're going to be talking to the worm master to the stars, Ken Warenius. We're taking your calls, but right now it's a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They sell gourmet coffee beans. They sell espresso machines. They got the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Go visit Joe and Shelley, Tobacco and Brew. Roadrunner, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to, I know I'm off topic, and I know you got a guest coming in, so I'll be very brief.
Okay.
Sunday, I was one of many veterans out there at the Tobacco and Brew helping with the free food giveaway. I wanted to report that we had a much better turnout than we have had so far, but we still need more vets who are in need of some help with free food. And even if you're a vet out there that that's okay and financially secure, if you've got friends that are vets that need a little help, please come down, pick up some food for them. If they're housebound, deliver it to them. But let's make this program work and help the vets across the county.
Now, this program was Fishes and Loaves.
Yes.
They are providing food to veterans that are in need, and it's being done by the Patriot Guard Riders, the Old Guard Riders, every group.
Yes.
Is out there working together.
It's actually under the name of the Vets Assist, which is a compilation of all of the groups.
Great.
The PGR, the Old Guard Riders, the Missing in America Project. We've all come together to help out one cause, and that's to get this free food distributed out to vets that can use it.
That's super. Okay, now that's on Sundays at 10 o'clock at Tobacco and Brew.
10 o'clock at Tobacco and Brew, who happens to be one of your advertisers, as I'm sure you know.
Joe and Shelley, great
Americans.
We love
going to the
we love them.
Tobacco and Brew.
There
we'll see you a little bit later.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And now our special guest, Ken Warenius. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, some of you may know the name. We had him on before, and wasn't long enough. We received all kinds of calls and emails about the worm guy. And we talked about worm casting and worm tea, which basically comes down to some pretty phenomenal worm poop.
Yes, it does. A lot of microbes in that stuff.
And when we went and saw you at the farmer's market, you said you sold out. And last time we went to the farmer's market, it's like you were the Pied Piper. There were 10 people in your tent.
Quite often, it's very difficult to get in, yes.
Okay, so what's happening? What's the big phenomenon? Why is everybody so excited about the worm world and composting and stuff?
All of that is just part of a very important thing called the soil food web. And I'm here today to empower your listeners to learn about the knowledge of the soil food web. I wish to inspire them to go out and learn about what's really going on inside their soil. It's absolutely amazing. There's almost a ton, if not more, of really good microbes inside an acre of soil. That's like 10 guys out there working in your dirt 24/7 for you. It's absolutely amazing what all the microbes can do. We start off with fungi and bacteria. Bacteria and fungi and protozoa. Within a teaspoon, we have over a billion little microbes. The vast majority of those is bacteria, and there's tens of thousands of different kinds. And then we have like several miles worth of fungi, and then hundreds of thousands of protozoa. And all these little microbes, they create nutrients for our plants.
All right, well,
we're standing here in awe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what's this?
Well, our mouths are agape.
So what it says, do most people have this in their soil? But you have to add this. Is this what you're saying? Or
all these microbes feed on organic material, and the vast majority of our soil has been damaged by use of chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers that have a real high salt content. They destroy the microbes. What we want to do is increase the microbes and get our soil back to a living condition and have the plants grow the way they were hundreds of millions of years ago before we came along with fertilizer and chemicals.
Now, can just adding worms do this?
Worms just is one tool, part of the solution. Worms create a great deal of aeration in the soil. They provide a great deal of microbes or fungi, bacteria, and protozoa. They serve many, many different purposes. Within an acre, you can have over 1,000 pounds of just worms, and they are working all the time for you. I'd like to mention people that like to rototill. When you rototill, and if you have really good soil, when you rototill, you destroy up to 60% of the fungi in that soil, not to mention thousands of worms. We want to try to practice no-till if possible and provide organic material that will feed the worms and the microbes, and then they will do all the tilling for us.
Okay, let's talk about grass. But before we talk about grass, we've got to take a break.
In about 30 seconds, we're going to be taking a break. Okay. So the idea then is not to get into tilling the soil, but using just natural means like the worms.
The worms and add organic material. The soil has a right to that.
Okay. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Carl and Lindebaugh, this portion of the show brought to you by Everything Medical. 2109 Hilltop Drive. They've got everything that you could possibly want in a medical equipment store. It's Medicare accredited, and it's been awarded the Exemplary Provider Award. Everything Medical, 2109 Hilltop Drive.
Our guest today is Ken Warenius. If you hear, moments of, kind of silence on the air, it's because Carl and I are sitting there with our mouths open. We find this absolutely fascinating. We thank you for coming on again. We left with the subject of grass and rototilling. Now, some people, I'm sure, are thinking, well, wait a minute, I want to resod my grass. I need to rototill everything and start from scratch. How do you feel about that?
I feel that if there's enough organic material in the soil, you don't have to rototill it. However, rototilling is acceptable if you have to add organic material, and that gets organic material deeper in the soil and provides nutrition for the microbes.
Okay, somebody's planting a garden. Let's say, okay, it's 115 out. Is it a good time or a bad time?
Well, it's really a hard time for the guy out there digging the dirt, for sure. It's difficult to plant a garden when it's that hot. It's better to start, of course, earlier in the spring. However, there are plants that, now is the time to plant them, and then that's what you got to do.
And what would be those, say, vegetables or?
There are certain vegetables, now's a good time to start getting your soil ready for your winter garden.
Okay.
Start adding your organic material, start adding actively aerated compost tea, perhaps worms, worm castings. Any organic material would be really good to start adding.
I really would like to hear you break down worm castings.
Worm castings, basically worm poop. That's okay. What it is. And it's the finest organic material that we know of to provide nutrients for the plant. But it's not so important for the nutrients for the plant as it is microbes. The microbes are the things that actually make the nutrients. What happens, the bacteria and the fungi, they take stuff out of the soil and the water and the air, and they metabolize and grow and go forth. And then along comes these little guys called protozoa. Protozoa, a lot of them look kind of like Pac-Man when you look at them underneath a microscope. And they come along and they consume the bacteria and the fungi. And then what they excrete, or when they die, their waste, is in a chelated form of nutrients for the plant. Chelated meaning readily, easily available for the plant. And that's the way Mother Nature devised, over the last 700 million years.
When is it allowable to use, like, these weed killers, like Roundup and these other things?
Okay, I am not a purist in that context. Mm-hmm. I believe there are times to use certain things. If your soil food web gets out of balance and as a result you have an invasion of certain kind of pesticides, then you have to, go ahead and spray poisons. Or if you have weeds, like you were saying, in your driveway, in a little crack or something, a little Roundup, that's okay because you're not trying to grow anything there.
So you could use it in places that it's going to be a sterile place that you're not planning ever on growing anything.
Yeah, of course. There's times for all that kind of stuff.
Standby weeds. All right. We're getting after them today.
We had to have permission before we started to spray the Roundup.
Worms. Now, the worms grow for a long time.
There's over 2,500 different kinds of worms throughout the world. The largest one ever found was 23 feet long down in South Africa. And some of you might have heard recently about the three-foot worms that they have up in Oregon.
Yeah, I just read about that. These were live in the soil?
Oh, in the soil. They're very, very, very rare. But the kind of worms that we are really concerned about are called Insania fetida. They are your standard manure or composting worm. They live in the top 3 to 4 inches of the soil. They're about 2 to 3 inches long, and they're not really big, but they make up for it in volume and how many there are.
These aren't night crawlers.
No, night crawlers are a little bit bigger. Those are the guys the fishermen like. Yeah, and although they are also very, very good for your garden.
What about snails?
Snails are a pain. They eat your plants. I suggest using some beer inside a shallow plate or a bottle rolled over on the side. Put beer in there, and the snails will go in there, eat that, and they'll kill them.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I know.
Bottle of beer on its side.
Well, you know what? Not only would we get to snails, we'd also get frosty.
That's no problem in our backyard. Well, that's interesting. In the big picture, why are snails here?
I don't know.
I'm curious. Why are snails here? And how everything's always meant for another thing.
If you didn't have that, if you didn't have a snail, then how could you say slower than a snail?
There you go.
I don't know.
Okay. Now,
that's 221-1402. Now's your time to take a call. I mean, we have the expert here, Ken Werenius, who is the compost king.
And we've also, we always keep putting him off. We get him on, and then people start calling. But now we this is our time to answer all those questions. Every Saturday, you're down at the farmer's market.
Yes.
And you're down there selling your tea. And
the tea and the worms and the compost.
Let me tell you, if you haven't seen this tea, I spilled some on my foot. And this stuff is so strong, so good, that all this hair grew on my toes. Okay.
Well, do you have I guess I wanted to find out about how we think about vegetables, but what about roses?
Roses love the actively aerated compost tea. I go out and spray several Rose Society ladies, their gardens and stuff. But let's get back to your grass for a minute. Many, many people spray a lot of poison and stuff on the grass, and they really don't have to. There are alternative ways to achieve what they want to achieve. And what I would encourage for grass is to put a quarter inch of compost like 3-4 times a year on the grass. Their own coffee grounds are good, actively aerated compost tea. And they really don't need to put all the other chemicals. Whenever you add fertilizers that are more than 10-10-10, the NPK, the numbers on the front of the bag, that has a high salt content. And the high salt content will suck the juice right out of the microbes, very similar to when you put salt on. Salt on your flesh, how it dries everything out? Same with the microbes.
Okay, interesting.
Karen, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about adding soil amendments every early spring to my raised beds. We've been rototilling the soil amendments in, and lately I've been hearing that rototilling is not the way to do it. So do we just lay the soil amendments on top of the soil and gently rake it in?
That's a great idea. Just, the top few inches, like working the soil with a hoe or a shovel is okay. But if you're getting in there with one of these rototillers, they just tear the soil up. That destroys the soil food web and hurts your worms. And it's better to let the microbes do the work for you when you can. Put all your compost, all your amendments on top, and the microbes will do the work for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Ruth, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about tomatoes. Do you know anything about them?
I know they taste real good.
Well, my son, he has used organic fertilizer, and I have done the same thing. In our, both of us have separate homes, and so we have separate boxes, and he's put the same kind of fertilizer in his that I have mine. Question is, are you supposed to water your tomatoes at a certain time to make them yield? Because he has huge tomatoes, and he has his tomato plants more in the shade. Mine are in full sun, and they're just coming out real small.
Well, I'm not a tomato expert. I do know that on tomatoes, I've seen some people water like once every 10, 11 days. Some people water every day. I know that has an influence on it. I would look at his watering schedule, and the fact that he was in the shade a little bit more might have an influence on it. Other than that, I really couldn't tell you.
Well, in the shade, and then plus it's at the evening time that he waters, and I water of a morning. And he said he had heard somewhere that tomatoes don't take on whenever they are in, when you water early in the morning because of the chill of the water or something.
I could see that being a problem. Usually when I water my garden, I have some 55-gallon barrels set out, and I fill that with water first, mm-hmm. and then I let that sit out overnight. That way there all your chlorine dissipates, and chlorine will hurt your microbes, so that's really important.
Ruth, thank you so much for your phone call.
So coming home at the end of the evening and ripping your clothes off and putting on your shorts and watering your garden sounds like it's the way to go, right?
I think that's a great thing. You know, don't water in the heat of the day. During the heat of the day, all the stomata closes up, and they won't take the water anyway.
We got to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, Ken. What? How are you this morning?
Doing great.
Listen, I'd have a question for Ken, but he's answered all of mine in my lifetime. So I just wanted to say, welcome home to Carl, and don't take any more vacations. You're going to lose your show if you keep Ray Roberts coming on there.
Now Ray's a good man. He's been our mentor. He's helped us.
Well, you know what? He needs the mentor from a distance, and that's all I'm going to say. No hard feelings. I just had to say it. Welcome
okay,
home.
But like
we
I
really
said, Ray Roberts.
You, Carl.
Okay, thanks a lot, John.
Have a good day.
You bet. Hey, you know what? Ray has done so much for us. Everybody's got their opinion.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, now, before we get back to Ken, something happened this weekend. I actually, when I got back, Silas Lyons, who was on our show last week, had written something on the opinion page. And he talked about how he'd been on our show. And it was a good time. And we're going to have Silas back because there's so many questions that still need to be answered, you know, about news coverage and liberal tendencies of editorial page and things like that. But he said, we talked about the Martinez case, and I'm going to quote him here. He says, he didn't want to tread back over the argument that he had made, but the moral of the story is that knee-jerk emotional reactions are only occasionally right. Reality's complicated. That's why we have a justice system. That's why courts allow hours of testimony and arcane details. Wish it were simpler doesn't make it so. And my wife still agrees with Carl on the caller that our editorial was outrageous. And it was. But Silas, you just made the case for me. It's not knee-jerk reaction or citing a movie not to prosecute somebody or to say it's the culture of the county. That's not the way you do it. You use the justice system and you give our community a chance to make the decision. Something your wife is so correct on. Listen to your wife. Okay. Ken, I'm sorry, I had to get that in there.
That was your rant for the day.
It's not a rant. It's just the fact is consistency, Mr. Benito. Hey, we're not going to let this drop. We want consistency in our courts. We want consistency from our elected representatives. And you are an elected representative, Mr. Benito. Why don't you explain how you cannot charge some people for a crime when somebody else does the same thing and is then charged? Explain that. And don't use it with, in a movie, everybody cheers the hero. This ain't the movies. People, when they get knocked down, don't get up. They're dead. It's not when people call cut and everybody gets up and has a beer afterwards. Consistency, Mr. DA, consistency. That's what we want. Now, let's go back to worms.
Hey, not a lighter subject here.
Oxygen. Can you feel it in the air? It's been sucked up.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah, woo! Turn it on. Hey, one of the things that you did when we were talking about when you brought over the worm tea. Uh-huh. Was about, you said it was infused with oxygen. Could you explain that to our listeners?
Yes. There's many kind of different teas that have been developed over the years. The one that is really by far the best is actively aerated compost tea. That is where you take a water solution, you add worm castings or real good quality compost, you add activators like sea kelp or blackstrap on sulfur molasses. Those are activators to get the microbes growing. And then you infuse water. You get a good air pump with a lot of air stones, and you put a lot of air through that water, that solution. And that creates an environment for the microbes to multiply and multiply by the billions and billions. You've multiplied anywhere from 50 to 1,000 times the amount of microbes that were in the original starting compost. And that's where the oxygen comes into play. It creates an environment over 6 parts per million, and all the microbes will go out and multiply.
Do you give a class on this?
Every Saturday I'm at Farmers Market from 7:30 to 12, or you can go
And you're surrounded by people in there.
Yeah, I get quite a few people.
I mean, because unless you're not, it is very hard because many of our listeners get in and out of the car or in and out of the shower. You just gave a lot of statistics right there that one would need to write down.
Okay, well, or you go back to our website, Free Fire Radio, because every show we have is in our archives. And so that if you want to go back over what things that are being said, and the things that that Ken has come up with, which are just outstanding. But right now, we have to take a quick break. This is Carl Lindebaum of Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Boys, you're back in town. This portion of the show brought to you by Cascade Paints, California Eureka. Family-owned, three generations. They do great work. They've done great work for us. They offer non-toxic paint, green paints, and the kind you use in hospitals and is safe to use around the house. Cascade Paints, corner of California and Eureka.
Hey, we need to go to the phones. We're kind of in our last five minutes here.
Marjorie. Good morning.
I want to have a great big vote for Ray Roberts. I didn't like the comments from that caller. I adore Ray. He's been on the radio on and off for years, and I've enjoyed every moment of his broadcast.
We love Ray Roberts.
We love Ray Roberts, and we're with you, too. He's a good friend, and, you know, thank God he came on.
He has helped get me into radio, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
No, he's a wonderful guy. I love him.
Great, Marjorie. Thanks for that call.
You bet. Bye.
Mark, good morning.
Hi. I have a couple of questions for your guest.
Okay.
I'll go through them real quick.
Yeah, we don't have much time left here.
I had heard a while back that it's actually good if you have like a soda pop or something with some sugar in it, or if you have even a cup of sugar, that you can put that on the soil in a garden, and that it helps encourage the growth of bacteria that then increases the amount of soil nutrients that are released through the digestive processes of the bacteria. And the other question I have is that I've recently seen a kind of, it looks like an earthworm, but it's got this crazy fan-looking thing on the front end of it, like a flattened-out funnel. I wondered, what kind of earthworm is that anyway?
I couldn't tell you exactly what kind of earthworm that is. Like I say, there's over 2,500 different kinds. But
wow.
back to your question about or your statement about the sugar. Sugar is a good thing. It will provide carbon for the microbes. But even better than sugar, use blackstrap unsulfured molasses. It has a better sugar count in it, more carbon, and I encourage you to try that instead.
Hey, Mark, that thing you, that worm you described?
Yeah.
Do you live in town?
Yeah, I live over on the east side off of Shastaview.
Okay, because we found one of those, too. I thought at first, because it was dried up, it like a snake or something, because it was small. But
yeah.
I'm glad to see there's other people. But we had one of those in our garden, too.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing I ever saw.
It is
weird. It looked like an earthworm with big fat lips on it. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Well, you know what? An earthworm with big fat lips. You know what that is? It was a congressman. Thank you. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I got a question for your guest. If you buy one of those pumps that put the air in the compost and buy some of your worm castings, and put the ingredients in that you've talked about, how long does it take to activate once you start that pump? And then after you've got the pump going, how long will that tea last? I mean, if you're pumping the air through it, how long can you pump that tea or the air through the tea and then still be able to use it?
Okay, you're asking how long to brew it. In hot temperatures, you try not to go over 36 hours, usually 12 to 36 hours when it's hot like this. You'll find your best temperatures around 70 to 85, you'll get your best tea.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other part?
And what was the other part about the
pumping the oxygen?
Oh, the oxygen, yeah. You want to make sure you get 6 parts per million. You want a lot of air going through that. Don't take a little aquarium pump and put in a 55-gallon drum. It won't work. If you want more information, I encourage you to go to readingcomposttea.com.
Okay.
Check that out.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Well, here we are.
Well, we sure covered the gamut today. We went from worm poop to tea to the budget.
Politics, which is a lot the same, is very much similar to worm poop. That's just what I think. I mean, that's
shout
just
out
my
to
opinion.
A positive note to our good friend Ray Roberts.
Thanks for coming in, Ray.
And Nancy Sutton Pierce for also taking a seat on Thursday.
And let me tell you, I was out riding and it was like, you know, unfortunately, I was riding my buddy's bike. And not unfortunately, because he's got a collection of different Harleys. This one had a thermometer on it, though, that showed the outside temperature. And we're riding up through the desert there out of Las Vegas, and it was pegged at 120. So, and he said, oh, but it'll get cooler as we go higher up in the mountains. And it did. It got all the way to 107, 110. Stopped at this place in Panguitch to the hotel there. And a very nice man that owns it, he sends me an email yesterday. He wants to sell it. He wants to sell this place. It was built in 1902. That it's got, it's got like 20 rooms. It's right downtown Panguitch. They've got a lot of things going on there. But he wants to sell it. So I found that interesting.
What's the population
of
Panguitch?
Well, I don't know.
The dry 8, town you were in.
I think it's 8,000.
It's a dry town.
You know, it's a dry county.
Dry county. So why?
But you can still, you know, you can order like wine and beer with your meals. You just can't go into a, they
don't
have
a bar. You
can't
buy it in a store.
You
okay.
can't, no, they have an ABC store. Oh. They have an alcohol beverage store there, but you just can't go into different places.
Oh.
As you can probably tell, we didn't order any beers. So we carried our own. Hey, we got to go. Carlin about tomorrow's open line. We're going to be talking healthcare, people. We're going to be talking, I've been gathering facts here. People have been sending me thousands of facts. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.